I just got back from overseas again, and I listen to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving peace to America.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know it.
You can be my new thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I was listening back to a clip of yesterday's show, which, by the way, you can go get the Kiss 95.1 podcast on our app.
Yep, everything's on demand. Every phone has, I don't think many people know this, every phone, regardless if it's Android or Apple, has the podcast app.
The actual podcast app.
Or Google Podcast. And then, so just open your podcast app and look up MRL On Demand or Kiss 95.1.
And you better listen to Roy. He knows his stuff. He is the Beasley Media Group Charlotte podcast captain.
Captain, baby.
That's it.
I am the captain now.
Captain of the ship.
Yes.
It's funny because Roy's got to call meetings with managers and stuff. And
it feels
like
strange.
Our boss. Hey, John, or Quagmire, as we call him. Yeah. Hey, Quagmire, we'll need to meet at 2:15 today to discuss.
I had to schedule an appointment today at 10:30 because the corporate wanted me to talk about our underperforming podcast. And so I got to meet with management to discuss how we can boost them.
Every other podcast captain is right on target. And then there's Roy Boy.
Our stuff's underperforming.
2 days on the job. Well, you'll get it up and running. Yeah. I know you will. And you should go. So we have the Rap Party podcast where we wrap up the week's show and look like a little deeper into the MRL show. And it's actually an absolute 100% must listen.
Yeah. So we actually, I don't know if you guys know this, but we can't talk like endlessly. We have to go to break and we have to play music. So there's a lot of things we can't get to. And so that's the Rap Party is where we kind of go deeper into it.
Yeah.
Get kind of a uncensored look sometimes, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we kind of don't hold back for anyone or anything, so there's that. And then there's also our Mock Made podcast, which we'll be releasing soon, which is a complete separate thing from the MRL show. In fact, you wouldn't even know it's the MRL morning show. It's just a complete separate podcast that we're trying to launch nationwide, and we would really appreciate your support locally here. And I think 15 people downloaded the Rap Party podcast. So that's great news.
There's a couple of shows that got zero downloads. Which is why I have a meeting today with management.
Well, that's because they don't know that they're there.
Yeah,
so,
that's the thing.
You know, Cameron can talk about it.
Yeah.
AJ could talk
about it. We'll promote it. But what I love is looking at the... So we can have stats to see how many people subscribe to the podcast. I like it when people unsubscribe to the podcast.
So you can see when somebody decides to opt out.
Yeah, someone made the decision was like, yeah, this sucks.
Yeah, I'm just not into it.
That's so funny.
What is this?
Now, quite honestly, if you're not a fan of the MRL show, the Rap Party's not for you. Because all we do is go looking deeper to what we do on the radio. You know, it's a deeper look, kind of a show after the show type thing. And we... if you're not a fan, then you're not going to stick around, that's for sure. Aaron, did you download the Rap Party podcast?
Of course. Yeah.
Good, he did. That's good.
I unsubscribed, he just said.
No.
What a show we have for you guys today. Every hour, right through 10 a.m. this morning, your shot at the Ultimate 5 Seconds of Summer concert experience.
We're going to get you into the sound check. We get to see the boys rehearse. Get you backstage so you can hang out, meet them, get a photo, and tickets to the show. PNC Pavilion tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Thursday night.
It's already Wednesday.
I know. I don't know. It feels like a long week already.
I know, but it's been a lot, though. It's been a lot crammed in.
It has. How was your day yesterday, everybody? Good?
Good. I went to the Charlotte Agenda 30 Under 30
that's
party.
Right.
Yeah.
How was that?
Let me tell you, I'm neurotic. I don't know. I get so self-conscious about stuff. You know what I mean? Like going to those social situations. And that's like a party filled with a bunch of people that's mastered their craft, top of their field. And then there's me, you know? And I'm...
But I mean, we're the top of the radio game here in Charlotte.
I know, but I'm... So one thing, Sterling...
You get self-conscious when you're around?
I do.
Really?
I do. And a lot of it's just, it's an internal thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
You got to get confident, dummy.
I do. But, it, you know, like I'm drinking.
Come on, dummy, get confident.
I'm drinking a beer and I'm getting hot. Next thing you know, I'm sweating. And then I'm like that guy overly sweating at the party.
Why were you sweating?
Because you drink a beer, you get warmer.
He was probably nervous.
Did you wear that sweater vest?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say maybe that was what was leading you to
No, I didn't wear a sweater
vest. Okay. Did you wear a jacket?
No. I wore a button up.
Okay.
I mean, you want me to take a photo?
Yes.
Why didn't we have any updates last night?
I mean, I have no pictures.
I do have photos from the night I got to post. And I'm talking to the great people at Charlotte Agenda, Katie and all them, and I'm big fans of the work they do. And I don't know. I just constantly was like, am I upsetting anyone or am I doing a good job? Mm-hmm. And then Sterling brought something very important to my attention that I never realized I'd do this. And maybe you two realize it. I shut down conversations. Like, if we're talking and I'm done, I'm very quick to end it and get out. Whereas Sterling's like, just take a minute, just talk. Let's keep the conversation going. Like, someone came up to me, they wanted to talk, and then when I don't know what to talk about next, my move is to, well, it was great meeting you.
To leave.
Yeah. Instead of...
But you have nowhere to go.
Right.
You're just wrapping up the conversation. Like, yeah. A lot of people that's like, hey, it's great meeting you. That means you got to go say hi to this person over here.
Nothing else to do. So Sterling's like, stop doing that. These people want to talk to you, mingle.
That's interesting.
Keep the conversation flowing.
I love that Sterling is like your life coach.
He's like critiquing me. Meanwhile, I'm sweating. I'm nervous. You know?
Did you guys get called up or anything at the party? Or is
no,
it just a mingle?
Just a mingle. Yeah. And it's people from previous years. I met really talented people. There was a 21-year-old ballerina, which was really interesting. A guy who had a stroke is now about 100% recovered. He's a stroke advocate. So I met a lot of engineers, mm-hmm. CEOs, a lot of talented people.
So these are all 30 under 30s from this year and previous years at this party.
Yeah, at this party.
Yeah, that's confusing, though, too. It's like, do you wear something that says, like, your year?
2008 or 2018, like, good. Class yeah. of. Yeah.
Yep, you have that. You have your class of, and then you have your name. And then, yeah. And so then, of course.
So you are, hi, I'm Roy, 2018. Oh, congratulations for being inducted. Thank you. What do you do? Radio and what kind?
Yeah.
The MRL show. Yeah.
Broadcasting entertainment.
Is that like some sort of a podcast?
Yeah. He's like, what do you do? He's like, I'm a nuclear physicist.
Yes.
All these people are like, I listen to NPR, you know, and financial news.
Yeah.
No, actually, we actually had quite a few fans there.
We have quite a few fans around Charlotte, which is nice, except sometimes it backfires. Like the Thursday before Hurricane Florence was coming through, I was at the Harris Teeter. And it always takes the deli counter a long time. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. They have to go slow. They don't want to cut their fingers off and all that stuff and the slicer, I imagine.
Yeah.
But it's just the slowest process. And you're just sitting there. And it was extra slow on
that
Thursday.
That's why they give you a little meat so you can try it.
I know. But I always say no because I'm like, no, don't come over to the counter. Just keep cutting and drop the... So anyway, right. I said to this older woman, she had to be like probably 60. And I said, geez, you know what? The deli counter's always, and I wasn't like that. I was a little more annoyed. I was like, the deli counter's always the slowest thing. And I got so much more to get. And this is like the slowest thing. And mm-hmm. she goes, I knew I recognized that voice.
Oh, boy.
I listened to you. I go, great. Thank you so much for listening. Now you think Maney's the complaining deli counter guy.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I feel like I'm single-handedly like ruining our ratings by doing nanny interviews. Because if I have to do one more, I might scream.
I know.
And then if you turn them down and they listen to the show.
That's what I mean. Like,
well, and then I was on an elevator leaving the party and somebody came on the elevator and they're like, oh my God, Roy, it's so good seeing you. And I'm like, hey, what? What's your name? And I'm meeting
someone you know.
I knew them. I knew them. Her name was Courtney. Mm. And she had a familiar face. And I know I've hung out and drank mm-hmm. with her. And then as we're walking out, I'm telling Sterling, I'm like, that just didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. I was like, we know her. And then, of course, as soon as I get in the car, I see one of my photos I've posted is with her, where we went out drinking. I knew her. I know Courtney. But in the moment, I forgot.
To be fair, you're around a lot of new people, so you're assuming that.
I feel like an idiot.
Post a picture up so people can go look at you from last night at the MRL show.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Maney Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is it?
Got to get
up. Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Lorraine. Here's 95.1.
You know how, like, each one of us has certain characteristics and we're really good at different things? And that's what makes the MRL show great. Lorraine is the fun, let's travel the world, travel the country. I love this city. I love that city. That's her thing, right, Roy?
Right.
Okay.
Would you like to play a round of the most fun cities in America?
Yes.
Sure.
Or you can call it Has Loren Been There?
All right. This is from Wallet Hub.
Love Wallet Hub.
I think, is that, do you have to be 18 to get on that site?
I know.
Okay. They judged 180 of the most populated cities on 65 key factors in three areas.
Okay.
Entertainment and recreation, nightlife and parties, and cost.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to nail this list, it's going to be Ren, right?
Be Ren, yeah.
Or Lara, like we found out yesterday, is her Italian name.
Lara Marola.
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 All right, let's go, Loren. We got 10 cities.
Okay.
Start naming out the 10 most fun cities in America.
Okay, so Chicago has to be on there.
Number 6.
Bang. New York City.
Number 3.
That's easy, just pick the big
city. Miami. That's got to be on there.
Number 5.
Dallas, Texas.
You have 3 strikes. That's 1.
Okay.
Not on the list.
Austin, Texas.
Girl.
2 strikes.
Go to Nashville.
Really?
Not on the list.
Yeah, Nashville's got to be on there. 3.
Loren, you're disappointing me.
Oh, well, I would like to.
Has anyone ever been to Nashville? Screw that list.
Yeah, I would like to redo this list.
Now, this is the top 10.
Are you
Los Angeles?
You want to give it a go?
But would it be awesome if I was like picking all the places you've never heard? Buford, Wyoming. Where's Buford at?
All right, Roy, give it a shot.
Was Orlando on there?
Give it a shot, Roy.
I'm going to go with Orlando. It has Disney World
number
there.
2 on the list.
Yeah.
And then let's see here. Do you do
the most fun cities in America according to entertainment and recreation, nightlife, and parties and cost?
Where's San Diego at? Not San Diego. Where's Disneyland at? Is it?
I don't know, but San Diego was a good. That's
Is
a good one. I'd put that one in.
Oh, I told you Nashville. That tanked. I feel like you're tanking me. Let's go with DC.
Did you say San Diego? Number 10 on the list.
All right.
Is LA on there?
Strike 4 for Loren.
Really? LA's
They're expensive, though.
Yeah.
That's why that's
You guys
not
are
on
missing
the list.
A huge one.
All right, hang on. Let me think about it. The place people like to go have fun. And,
Atlanta.
Number 4 on the list.
Okay.
That's not the one we're missing.
You're missing number 1.
Hang on. Let me work it out. I got it.
Is it in the South?
By the way, you can't see right now, but Roy is closing his eyelids with his fingers over his,
yeah,
over his
that
eyes.
That's
his, is that your thing? He was doing this to think.
Give us a quadrant of the U.S.
Yeah, how about
no
that?
No way.
Come on.
You're missing the big one.
We're missing
Charlotte.
The big
I don't
704-570-9595. What is the most fun city in America? Roy and Loren are missing
Vegas.
The big one.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah. There you go.
There it
what
is.
Vegas, number 1. That leaves Portland, San Francisco,
Portland.
And New Orleans as 7, 8, 9.
New Orleans I could get down with. What's the other one?
New Orleans, San Francisco, and Portland, Oregon.
No one goes to Portland.
Oregon.
San Fran's fun.
New Orleans should have been up on the list, though.
Mm-hmm.
And Nashville should have been on that
list.
Yeah. Nashville and New Orleans is two towns I've just loved.
And I'm sticking by Austin. Austin's a fun city.
Never been.
Not top 10, though. Now, they judged 180 cities, so it's on the list, but it's just not top 10.
Right.
What was number 2?
What?
What was number 2?
Orlando. You got that one right. The least fun cities in America, Pearl City, Hawaii, ranked dead last on the fun scale. For both nightlife, parties, and costs. It's probably a bunch of old people that go out there in Oxnard, California, Santa Rosa, California, Yonkers, New York, Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah, not many people.
Rancho Cucamonga, California, also on the list.
Okay.
That sounds like a fun
cities.
Place.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So the speculation and questions of if Justin Bieber is married or not continues. Now, we all don't know exactly his marital status, even though we know that him and Hailey Baldwin did go to the courthouse. They left with a marriage certificate, I'm sure.
Is it possible that they went to the courthouse to settle some of Justin's old beefs with the law?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Really likely.
So some family sources are saying, like, hey, they're not married. Of course, Hailey got on social media and said, I understand the confusion, but I am not married. However, her uncle, Alec Baldwin, on the carpet for the Emmys seemed to confirm the wedding. He said that they just went off and got married, were his words, and that they did not listen to anyone.
Where's that audio? I want to hear that.
I know.
I don't have it anywhere.
So I still think that they're married. I think that they probably went to the courthouse and did get a marriage certificate, and then they'll have like a small party or the actual nuptials later on.
I just get the vibe that Alec Baldwin hates Bieber, by the way.
Oh, I do too. Yeah.
A little
really?
Twerp. Yeah, like that little twerp. She married that little twerp and they went off and they got married.
There's the audio for you. All right, Pharrell Williams just signed on. He just signed on to an animated film. The Grinch is coming out in November. And he is going to be the narrator. You know how they do? You've seen The Grinch.
Yeah, we know the concept of the Grinch. You can stop there. It's like saying Santa. He delivers presents. Yeah, you can stop at Santa.
Okay. We know. So that film will be out November 8th. And
you know Santa Claus, right? He brings presents.
Dakota Johnson is co-starring in a film with Chris Hemsworth. And she said it was such a bad idea for him to take his shirt off for a scene in the movie. Because during the time that they were trying to film this, everybody on set was distracted by how amazing his body was.
Can I get some of that around here? Can you guys be right? Distracted about how amazing my body is?
We're distracted by you, but it's not about your body.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Kelsey Ballerini and the Chainsmokers, they've got a new collaboration. It's called The Feeling. You guys know I'm into this. In my head, not that thing in my chest. They got the hands at my neck this time. But you're the one that I want. If that's really so wrong, then they don't know what this feeling is like.
Nice. Like that.
Yeah. Okay. But that is your dirty for now.
Thank you, Loren. You guys have to hear this story. A driving lesson ended up with a car somewhere that it wasn't supposed to be. And it sure wasn't a parking spot or a street or a driveway. We'll tell you about that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Five Sauce fans, we know where you are. We know you're waiting. I would hang out in less than 10 minutes. We are probably going to give you your shot. The ultimate Five Sauce experience tomorrow night at the PNC Pavilion. Meet the band, sound check, tickets to the show. It's all yours, 4 times an hour. Your next shot coming up in under 10 minutes.
So a driving lesson in Maryland really went downhill very fast. And we want to hear from you. What's your first time driving fail? 704-570-9595. Because what this guy went through with his instructor is probably the worst thing you could imagine.
Mm.
I don't know. Loren has a pretty bad story.
Yeah. I ran through a fence and let a bunch of horses out.
Yeah, that's so funny. Like the horses part make the story.
Yeah. My dad screaming at me the entire time. Like, yeah. You're making me nervous.
Well, he did crash through a fence. It's what he ended up crashing into after the fence.
Really?
Yeah, he jumped a curb, crashed through a fence, and landed in a swimming pool.
Oh, no.
Landed in the North Creek Community Center pool. The community pool.
Put it anywhere.
Yeah. So you know it's like that big pool that the whole car probably submerged in.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, I wonder if people were in the pool.
Well, it was closed for the season.
Oh, good.
And the man and women were actually standing poolside. They were able to get out safely, but the rescues didn't even need to get them out. So,
holy cow!
I'm willing to bet he did not pass or get his driver's license that day.
No, was that the test or was that just a lesson?
That was a driving lesson.
Okay,
yeah,
the test. No way. And even
can I take my test tomorrow?
Do you have anything in particular I need to work on before I take my test?
My driver lesson guy was awesome, though. Like
the big brake on the passenger side.
He was, like, so laid back. Like, when we were getting on the interstate, he's like, it's an acceleration lane for a reason. Stomp it. And I'm, like, flooring it to catch up.
Yeah, Roy.
Life lessons.
I asked him, I was like, do I need a parallel park? He goes, have you seen this town? You don't need a parallel park. Just pull in a parking spot.
Wow. Is parallel parking not on your driving course? Like, nope. On your test?
Never, I never did it until I came here.
Ours wasn't either in Florida. Yeah.
was driving around a combine on your test.
Well, you had to learn
how to safely pass farm vehicles.
Yeah, it actually was. there's some signs for that.
I mean, I grew up in northern New Jersey where we did have to do the parallel thing because there's a ton of parallel spots all over, you know, New York and upper New Jersey. But 704-570-9595, what was your first time driving fail? Loren crashed through a fence and the horses went galloping away. Did your dad have to, like, lasso them back?
They weren't our horses, so the people...
I know.
Yeah, so they did have to corral them back, but we were in charge of fixing the fence, not getting the horses back.
Did you have to help dad fix the fence?
Yes.
Really?
I also had to pay for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So my dad
was, like, military strict, like, stickler. He was, I mean, you want to talk about getting some tough love from dad? I was like, you messed up. This was your doing. You get to pay for it. All right.
Did you, like, get a job and everything to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Area code 828 says my sister ran into a well and totaled my mom's car.
A well? How big is the well?
Did the car go down the well?
Yeah.
We went through a subdivision on my first time driving. The only car we had was a stick shift. I would move maybe 2 feet and the car would stop. My mom was yelling at me the whole way. She's usually a calm person. I was laughing. I'm laughing so hard right now remembering that, and it was 20 years ago. Have a good day, kiss family.
Oh,
that's my dad's truck that he was teaching me to drive on was a stick shift.
Really?
So, like, that he was just making me nervous. He was yelling at me the whole time about shifting and, like, grinding gears. And
my dad taught me stick shift once, and I said, hey, listen, if you start yelling at me, I'm going to stop. We didn't even get out of the driveway until I got out of the car. I put it in reverse, and the car, I guess your car dies if you don't do a gear right or something. And then he was like angry. And I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Hey, Caroline and Hickory, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm just wondering if you can hold on like 3 minutes because you actually hit a house.
Oh.
Can you hold on to share that story for 3 minutes?
Sure.
All right. Hold on. Caroline and Hickory is going to give us her story. She hit a house, y'all. Good morning, Caroline and Hickory. Thank you so much for holding on through that commercial. You are talking to us about first time driving fails.
Yes.
And then, you know, what happened? What did you do?
So I was, like, the neighborhood babysitter, and I was kind of tasked, like, there was a tree, and, like, one family could get me first, and then if they didn't need me, the other family could. So I was at, like, the family that I babysat for every week. And they went out with some friends, and they got home really late. It was, like, 2 in the morning, and I was asleep on their couch, and they woke me up, and she had just bought a brand-new Porsche, still had the 30-day tag on it. And they had a very curvy driveway that was like an S that went downhill.
Okay.
I was trying to back out of their driveway and not hit her brand new Porsche, and I took the front porch stairs off the house.
Oh my gosh. Like, did you not have the car in reverse, or
I had it in reverse and I was backing up and I was turning and I just took the whole front porch steps right off. Took it right off the house.
I mean, did it damage anything to like the structure, or was it about to collapse?
Who cares what happened to your car?
Well, it was my mom's car. So, I got to pay for that. $874.63.
Did they come running out?
They did, and they were super nice about it, and they actually owned a building supply company, and they were like, don't even worry about it. We were going to remodel it anyway. I think they just said that to make me feel better.
Yeah.
But I still got to babysit for them.
Oh, those steps, so we nice. Hated those steps anyway, yeah. Caroline. Thank you so much for destroying them.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. At least you didn't hit the Porsche.
That's true. That's very true. Brittany, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You were someone that texted in. Tell us, what was your first time driving mishap?
I had come to visit my aunt. I drove from Georgia. I hadn't lived here yet. And I had just gotten to her house. I had just gotten my crummy little 96 Honda. I was so excited about it. I pulled into her driveway, went inside to get them so that they could come see my car. And I came back out with them. I was like, where did my car go? She lives on this really steep hill. And apparently I forgot to put the e-brake on, and it rolled down the hill, across the street, into her neighbor's house. And thank goodness this woman loved to garden, because there were pavers in the front of her house, and it's the only thing that stopped my car from going into her living room.
Oh, my gosh.
So wait, what stopped the car from going into
pavers.
The living room?
Blocks.
Like pavers around her garden.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, the rocks, mm-hmm. The big rocks. Okay.
Wow.
It was horrible, and every time that we have any kind of, like,
car accident in our house or anything like that, my aunt always brings up this story because she thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
I mean, it's pretty funny now, but I'm sure it was not funny at the time.
Yeah, I like that Brittany came out. She goes, "Where's my car?" I swear it was here. All your cousins are like, "What the? You didn't get a car, Brittany. Stop it."
How long were you inside before you realized it was gone?
I think we were only inside for like 20 minutes. I had just gotten into town and I was so excited to come show them. And I walked out, I was like, "Where did my car go?" I thought someone had stole it. And we just all turn and look, and it's just sitting in her yard. And my back bumper was literally kissing the siding of her house.
Wow. The other thing, too, is did you just casually go over and get in it and drive out without the neighbor knowing?
That's what we had to do. They weren't home, thankfully, and I'm freaking out. And she's like, "It's okay, just go get your car and pull it back up here. She'll never know."
That's awesome.
Except for those tire marks in the front yard.
Thanks, Brittany. You have a great day.
Have a good day.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for being part of the MRL show.
I'm surprised he didn't just fly right into the house.
Yeah, she's lucky there were pavers.
It must not have been going too fast down the hill, you know. It'll keep them coming, you guys. You can get to a certain ways. At the MRL show on socials, you should follow us anyway. We're all there. You can direct message us and hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Also, you can text us, 704-570-9595. We'll call you back, if like we just did to Brittany, if you share a story with us.
Wait, you know what those mean?
Are those the touchstones?
Which, by the way, back in the day, radio shows used to be like, "Listen for the touchstones, and you'd be calling number 9.
Well, the touchstones on the MRL show is a real deal, and it means that you're now ready to call 704-570-9595 to get hooked up with the ultimate Five Sauce concert experience.
Here's the deal. We're going to get you into the sound check. Going to get you backstage to meet, get a photo with Five Sauce, and, of course, tickets to the show. 704-570-9595. Call it number 9. It is yours.
Now, if you don't get through right now, don't freak out. We've got 3 more opportunities for you right through 10 a.m. this morning. We're giving away this experience once an hour all morning long, okay?
All right.
Plus, we still got the $500 and wake up and win.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so much to do.
I want to call an MRL show family meeting, which you know is a big deal. We don't just call these for no reason.
No, they're very big deals. That means something massive is going on.
I've got a real big conflict in my head.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do about it, and I'd like everyone's advice coming up just after 7.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So much happening here on the MRL show.
We just gave away 5 Seconds of Summer VIP experience. We want to give a big old shout out to Stephanie in Lancaster. She won the 5 Seconds of Summer experience, where you get to go to the sound check, go backstage to hang out with Five Sauce, and then you get tickets to the show. We're doing that every hour, so you still have 3 more chances to win. On top of all that, a winner for the Wake Up and Win for $500 will be giving away that in like 10 minutes. So don't go anywhere for that. But it's time to get down to business.
So we don't call MRL show family meetings for no reason. It's kind of a more serious part of the MRL show when we call a family meeting. And that includes you guys as well. Of course, you're part of the MRL show family. Our Facebook Live people, we're on Kiss95.1's Facebook Live right now. You can go there and watch us and comment and talk and chat with everyone. But here's a dilemma that I'm dealing with.
Okay.
And I want to throw it out there for you guys, and maybe people that have been in my position before can chime in, because quite honestly, I'm scared, I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And I don't know what to do. And Amanda kind of has her mind made up already. So we have Dean, and we have baby Ruby, who now is 7 weeks old today.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda says that that's it, that it's time for me to get a vasectomy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, that is not what we thought this meeting was about.
Not at all.
What did you think the meeting was about?
We wrote it down on a piece of paper.
Let me see. Give me that piece of paper.
Because we wanted to see if that was it.
Oh, you thought dog.
Yeah, we thought you guys were considering getting another dog after Kasha.
Yeah, Kasha passed away. That's actually the last time I called a family meeting. So, I mean, good thought. But no, I think it's more serious than that. Like,
wow.
I have a lot of questions, you know, and I know there's a lot of family members, MRL show family members out there that have gone through this.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing I'm struggling with is the fact that that's it. Like, I'm okay having two, but, you know, I mean.
Did you want a big family?
I mean, I would be okay with 3.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Quite honestly. But, and I know that you can reverse a vasectomy and all that stuff.
Yeah, nowadays you can reverse.
But I mean, that almost is like just, it just like pulls the plug on it, A, and B, Roy, I'm not very happy about the whole hanging out with the bits thing and the vasectomy anyway. It freaks me out.
Well, you know.
Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah, I know what the snipping is. Here's the thing. I just think of it like getting your tonsils removed. You'll be able to eat ice cream.
Except for not in your mouth. Okay. So here's the thing. You know that this is an actual thing. Men wait until Super Bowl or March Madness or other big sporting events to get the vasectomy because they have to be laid up for a couple days afterwards and they can't lift anything. And they like, so you, I mean, you could turn this into a mini vacation for yourself, really.
I like where you're going with that. I mean, what's the
downside? You like me trying to sell this? Because I'm going to try to sell this to Dallas at some point. So I want to see if it works on my work husband first.
Let's talk about that for a second, Loren, because I threw back to Amanda, how about you getting your tubes tied?
Uh-huh.
And she's not interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
She said there's way more risks involved in that than there is in a guy getting his vasectomy.
100%.
So, my family meeting is the conflict of, I know you can reverse it, but I probably wouldn't do that, y'all. Like, once I get the vasectomy, that's it. Like, I couldn't see another, like, I don't want a third that bad that I'd be like, we're doing this.
Right.
Amanda. And it's just, that's it.
So then
like,
what's the problem?
I'm 42 years old, and that's that. Well, Loren, it's a big deal. Like, that's it. I'm cutting it off.
Speaking of being,
hold on. I take that back. I'm not cutting it off. I'm cutting off the natural process of having a child.
But what are you afraid of? Like, are you afraid of the pain? Because
That's the other conflict too. I'm afraid so two conflicts.
Have a baby. And then you can talk to me.
I'm afraid of just putting an end to it. Just making the decision to be like, Amanda, that's it. Like,
it seems permanent.
Yeah, the blanks, as they call them. I'm going to have blanks, okay? That's one. And two, the actual process, Roy, makes me nervous.
How old are you again?
42.
Aren't you, isn't your potency going to go down? I mean, at some point,
no,
can
guys,
you wait it out?
Guys can
keep going,
deliver a lot longer than women can.
And the other thing, too, is like Amanda's like, by the way, furniture moving isn't going to happen the way it used to happen at this point. Because she's not going back on any protection. She's not going on protection that she used to take.
Okay.
So
we are having such an adult conversation.
We really are.
Well, I don't know what you do, bud.
But that's why I called the family meeting. So I appreciate your help, Roy. You're dismissed.
I think you should get snipped.
I do, too. Just get it done.
I do.
Get it done. We'll play video games. I'll sit down on the couch with you. I'll be fine. I'll make jokes about it.
I'll bring you ice.
Well, I'm going to have to do it sooner than later. I can't wait for the Super Bowl. I can't wait for March Madness.
Why?
Because Amanda says that we can't do anything until that goes down.
I think if you went to Amanda and you were like, hey, this is a big thing, so I will do this, but let me, like, can I wait until Super Bowl weekend or March Madness?
And maybe she can go on
protection, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Megan and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. So I'm actually in the medical field, and I just want to let you guys know that, you know, vasectomy is a lot easier on the guy. It's got a lot less complications, a lot less risk factors than a tubal ligation is for a female. There's a lot of risk factors even after the tubal ligation for the female long-term-wise when it comes to, like, hormones and monthlies and all that stuff.
That's what Amanda said.
It's easy. I know a guy who got it done, and it just seemed like he went in for the procedure. He was done so quickly.
You look at him any differently?
No, I don't look at him any differently.
And it's literally 3 days, and you go back to being your normal self in pretty much every single way. You just have to have a bag of peas for 3 days.
Yeah.
A bag of peas.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Meg. I appreciate you chiming in on the MRL Show family meeting.
Dallas's best friend did it, and it really wasn't that bad.
I wonder if someone out there, a guy, maybe can give me perspective. Like, how did you feel afterwards? Because it's not just the actual, like I said, there's two things that I'm worried about with the vasectomy. One is the actual process, and two is the fact that, like, I'm losing out on something that I've always had, which is the ability to make a child. And, like, mentally, like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I really don't. I don't know why, but I just don't know if I'm there.
But do you feel like you're being, like, stripped of your manhood or something like
not
that?
Not so much that, Lorraine. Okay. It's just, like, it's not like a macho thing. It's okay. More like, you know, I think we're here to procreate. And, yeah. and I'm taking that away from myself.
Do you want me to show our income potential chart? Because maybe you can't afford more kids with the way our show's going.
Family meeting over. Lloyd's right.
I'm getting the vasectomy.
The vasectomy is happening.
All right, this is Eli and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're just trying to help our friend Mania.
We're conflicted, man. Thanks for chiming in.
Well, Mamie, I got to tell you, one of the best things I've done, man, I did it about 3 years ago after we had our daughter. So I have a boy that's 9 and a daughter that's 3. You know, perfect family of 4, million-dollar family, as I like to call it. You know, everything out there is marketed to a family of 4, right? So, I mean, once you get your boy and your girl, yeah, you're good to go.
Another thing, great point, Eli. I think it's called the golden ticket or something, where you have a boy and a girl, and that's it. You call it quits. It's just the actual fact of calling it quits. Thanks, bud.
Right. All right, let's talk with Mike. Mike in Lincolnton. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're good. Trying to help our friend Manny navigate through this with a family meeting. So, what do you think?
Well, I had the procedure done myself. I have 2 kids. But as far as procedure goes, Manny, it's really not that bad. It's like 10 minutes long and it's over.
Are you out, like, for it, or are you in twilight?
Yeah, Lorraine wants to know, like, do they knock you out or they just give you like a sedative?
Yeah, they just numb the area down there.
Okay.
Oh, like that's not painful.
I feel like that is scarier than actually going under for a procedure.
It is, but it's like there's really no, like they cut us like.
It's too early.
It's a very small incision.
Okay. I get it. Mike, we're gonna wrap this up, and I already feel better about it. To be honest with you, thank you guys for chiming in. But Mike, did you feel how I felt, which is like, you know, you're just kind of losing something, and it's not the macho thing. It's just like you're just losing a little worth.
You're not. You get it reversed.
I don't think it's that easy.
I don't know. It is.
Yeah, the reverse is not easy. They say it's more complicated than actually having the procedure done.
I think that's it. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Thanks,
worse.
Mike. Like,
if you guys wanted more children, I'd be like, yeah. If you had the anticipation that you would reverse it at some point, I'd be like, yeah, you probably shouldn't get it. But you guys don't.
Well, I think Manny might.
No, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad.
If you didn't get this done and you guys had an oops.
I wouldn't be mad.
Okay.
You know, Amanda might. I almost said Lorraine. Work wife, I don't think cares. Real wife might be upset. I think she's done.
Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen between now and the
for
procedure?
Me and Amanda, nothing. Yeah. a lot of individual time.
Yeah. Just cuddling?
Yeah, a lot of cuddling. Okay. You know, that leads to nothing until this gets done. But I appreciate it. Kyle and Troutman, we can't get to you, bud, but he says he's been through the process. Just calm down. It's not that big of a deal, and you'll be fine. And I think the actual process of it scares me, but you know, even more is mentally just thinking to myself, that's it, you're done, dude, you're not getting it reversed, and that's it, game over.
If you need me in the room, I'll hold your hand.
That's nice of you. I appreciate that. I knew we were a tight show. Still to come. Thanks, everyone. I appreciate it. You keep the comments coming. I'll read through them at the MRL show on Instagram and Twitter.
I'll just hold your hand and play with scissors. Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip.
Why is he doing that to me? I'm over here, like, squirming.
All right. Well, there is a very prominent Charlotte celebrity that is helping our coast in a big way, and I'll tell you what they're doing and how it's going to impact the Carolinas.
Cool. We'll get to that. And in less than 10 minutes, we're going to call out a name for Wake Up and Win.
I would be listening.
Ooh.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
you go to the website or you go on our app and you find Wake Up and Win, there's where you can put your name and what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show.
So at 7:18, Amber Johnson of Waxaw should be listening. Mamie, down in your neck of the woods.
I love giving away $500 to someone in the hall.
So, Amber Johnson, you've got 15 minutes to call and claim your $500.
704-570-9595. We are looking for you, Amber.
While we're waiting for Amber to call, every day, Monday and Wednesday at 720 and 820. Remember that. Every Monday, every Wednesday, we play a brand new Roy Senseless Survey. Are you ready for one, Loren?
Let's do it.
It's 7:20. Let's go.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Can I speak to Colton?
Who's this?
Hi, Colton. Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau, operator number 704-732-9224. You're on a recorded line. I got to ask you some questions. We got your census forms in the mail from last year, and there's a couple questions blank, and I need to follow up on them.
Yeah, sure. I mean, is this for jury duty or something? Because, I mean, I'm good with sitting this out.
Nope, this is nothing to do with jury duty. In fact, I can talk to my good friends over at the Justice Department and make sure that you never have to serve jury duty.
Okay, cool. What do I need to answer?
Okay, if Cool Whip were really that cool, would it have to tell us it's that cool?
No.
What's the last thing you ate that was deep fried?
Hot dog.
Are those called corn dogs?
No. This was actually, they did the regular hot dog setup and threw the whole thing in. It was actually really, really weird.
Do you believe Bert and Ernie's gay?
A little bit.
The first person that created the telephone, do you think that they realized they needed to create a second telephone? Otherwise, you know, they would be talking to no one.
I hope so. That's lonely.
When's the Earth's birthday?
I don't know.
When you look at someone in the eyes, which eye do you look at? Left or right?
Usually the right.
Isn't it strange that your dog loves you?
No.
Because technically you ripped him from his home.
I don't see it that way. Hey, so how many more questions is this?
Just a couple. Just like two. They say couples should never go to bed angry. Is that why married people always look tired?
Can I just do the jury duty? Because I think I'm good on some of these.
Do you think vegan zombies eat grains instead of brains?
I don't know, man. Look, I got to go here. So
just a couple more questions. How do you feel about the people that take a penny and not leave a penny?
Kind of a rude thing to do, I guess.
Have you ever thought that the money in your wallet has been in a stripper's crack?
Oh.
What, he hang up?
I guess.
Oh, man.
I guess he hung up.
I like where that was going.
I know, but the Adobe messes up.
Our computers that we play the callback on. Did that screw up?
Yeah, it screwed up.
What did he answer to that?
I know.
He got angry.
Well, can we put it up on our MRO show podcast?
Yeah. We'll put it up on the on-demand podcast, just on Apple Podcast or Google Podcast. You can subscribe to the Mania Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Well, you got to hear how that ends. I got to go listen to the podcast to hear how it ends.
I know.
All right, Loren, we are looking for a name to give away $500 and wake up and win.
Yes, we're still looking for Amber Johnson of Waxaw, 704-570-9595.
Loren's Dirty coming up in 3 minutes right here on the MRO Morning Show, where we play 3/4 of everything.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Michael Jordan is donating $2 million to the victims of Hurricane Florence. Now, he is, of course, from North Carolina, and Wilmington, he says, it's truly my home. And to think about those places that I grew up going to, it makes me really sad. You know, I don't want to see that anywhere, but mostly not in my own backyard. It's tough to swallow, which is why he stepped in.
I agree.
Now, Kanye West, he is going back to Chicago. He announced to the crowd on Monday when he was at an open mic in Chicago to benefit public schools with Chance the Rapper. He said, I just want to let y'all know that I am moving back to Chicago and I am never leaving again.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Keep it up the Kardashians. How's that going to?
Chicago edition.
Wow.
What was it? Khloe and Courtney Take Miami? Yeah. I guess it's going to be Chicago this time. And they are still going to keep their L.A. home, but I guess spend a lot more time in.
So.
What?
Go ahead.
In Chicago.
Okay. Kanye West was the director of an adult award show. An adult website.
Really?
He directed and was in charge of the creative. It says Kanye West directs first ever Pornhub Awards. Oh. He created and directed the award show.
But it was a massive fail for him.
I know. Can you imagine? Like, he helped design some of the outfits and the set for the award show.
Okay. Really? Interesting.
I just saw that. Just popped up on my phone.
And congratulations is in order for Jessica Simpson. Her and her boo are expecting their third child together. It's a girl, so that will make a party of five.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
And we might have our wake up and win person on the line. Someone's talking to Nicole right now. We'll find out if we can give away $500. Stand by.
Oh, ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Andy, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Andy?
Good morning.
That's you.
Your name is Andy.
Andy, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, hey, now we can. Okay, so Andy, you are playing Can't Beat Loren this morning.
All righty.
Let's see how you do. Five pop culture questions. Let's play.
Throw her out of the studio, Andy, so that we could throw you a pack of 8 tickets to the Funny Bus Charlotte City Comedy Tour. We're actually going to do it this weekend. Plus, they're going to hook you up with 2 bottles of champagne for you and your friends to share.
All righty. Get out of the studio, Loren.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Loren.
See you later, y'all.
Leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you want to see her leave the studio, just look.
There's the door to our studio opening. Now, well, bye, Loren. It'll close. It's like a giant castle door. I love it.
That's
Andy.
So stupid.
Andy.
Yep.
All right.
He's not amused at all.
Hang with us, buddy. Can you hear us okay?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Here we go. Question number 1. Tiger Woods got off probation a whole month early for his DUI. What professional sport does Tiger play?
Golf.
We got to play fast here. The internet is going crazy after finding out that Kylie Jenner just tried milk and cereal for the first time in her life. Kylie has a baby with Travis Scott, and they named her what?
Stormy.
Question 3. 25 years ago, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, along with Christina Aguilera, were and this acting heartthrob from The Notebook launched into stardom in the Mickey Mouse Club. Who is that? Who is part of that group? Starting The Notebook.
Can you repeat the question?
25 years ago, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, and this heartthrob from The Notebook launched into stardom in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Rachel McAdams.
Question 4. Grey's Anatomy just debuted their 15th season arc with the very happy Meredith Grey. What network will we watch season 15 on?
ABC.
Question 5. Jessica Biel made her post-Emmys hangover look glamorous after posting a picture of her curing it with cake. What is Jessica's husband? Who is Jessica's husband?
Justin Timberlake.
All right, come on in. I don't know what that means.
Curing, maybe cutting?
Curing What's the that? Hangover. Okay, gotcha. That's what producer Nicole says. I don't know. Here we go. How many did he get right?
4.
He got 4 correct, Loren.
Okay.
Get ready. Not bad, Andy. Let's see how she does. Tiger Woods got off of probation a whole month early for his DUI. What professional sports does he play?
Golf.
That's right, 1-1.
The internet is going crazy after finding out that Kylie Jenner just tried milk and cereal for the first time in her life. Kylie has a baby with Travis. What's her name?
Their baby's name is Stormy.
2-2.
And 25 years ago, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, and this heartthrob from The Notebook launched into stardom in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Ryan Gosling.
That's right. Unfortunately, Andy said Richard McAdams.
That's a hard one.
3-2.
Grey's Anatomy just debuted their 15th season art with a very happy Meredith Grey on the picture. What network will we watch season 15 on?
I think it's ABC. I hate network questions.
Yep, it is 4-3.
Jessica Biel made her post Emmy's hangover look glamorous after posting a picture of her curing her hangover with cake. Who is Jessica's husband?
Justin Timberlake.
You got it. Final score 5-4. Loren, you win.
Andy, I'm so sorry.
I know. As soon as you said heartthrob, I was like, it's Ryan Gosling, not Rachel McAdams.
Yeah. Honestly, though, that was a hard question. But you know what I want to hear before we let you go today. Not quite a win.
I'm Andy, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Andy.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, dude. Confession Wednesday is coming up. Yep. Got a confession you want to get off your chest? 704-570-9595. If you don't, we invite you just to hang and listen to Confession Wednesday in less than 10 minutes.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Yes, 95.1.
Make sure you're listening for those touch tones to get those five sauce tickets for the ultimate concert experience at any moment.
Any moment.
We're doing it every hour. We haven't done it in the 7 o'clock hour yet, so if you're looking at the clock, you know that it's got to be coming soon.
Well, and if there's one thing I love, that's touching the touch tones. So I might fire it at any second.
All right.
Also, before we get to a confession on hold, tomorrow at this time, make sure you're listening to War of the Roses. We got a brand new one. Trish thinks her man isn't playing hockey on Wednesday nights like he says he is.
Ooh.
And wait till you hear why she thinks he's not doing that. Okay. She did a clever move, and he failed the test.
All right, brand new War of the Roses tomorrow at this time, but let's get to Confession Wednesday, 704-570-9595. It's like free therapy. We're in the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone studios. It is judgment free. You call in, whatever you've been holding on to, just let it go. All right, let's first bring in Anonymous from Charlotte. You're first up on Confession Wednesday.
Hello, hey, Anonymous.
Hey.
What's your confession this morning? You're kicking us off. Go ahead.
Okay, guys, this is really hard, but honestly, I got to put this out there. It's killing me.
Okay.
I slept with one of my best friend's fiance.
Oh. That's always sticky, because if they find out, you'll lose the friend.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he, tries to put a hitman on me or something.
What? I don't know if it's going to go that far.
Well, they're getting married Saturday.
Yeah, but he's not, in the mob.
Are you... How many times has this happened?
It's happened before.
Okay.
So this is what happened. My best friend, she goes out of town to work a lot, right? So, I mean, it's a little bit of this is her fault.
It was her fault?
Because she went to work?
But anyways... So, so I went over to his place to drop off her wedding dress, and he was hanging out. He's kind of drunk, needed some company, so I was just, hanging out. We were talking, laughing, all that stuff, and I had a tough day, and I had some wine, and made a move on me, and...
He made a move on you, and you allowed it. While she was out of town working.
And you brought her wedding dress to her to marry him.
Yeah. I mean, you just needed, one last go around, guys.
But I guess I don't understand. Help me understand why you went over there.
Well, because, she needed help. She goes out of town. I dropped off her wedding dress. She asked me because it's in my vicinity near my house.
But then you hung around afterwards?
Yeah, he was drinking. She started drinking.
I mean, I'm kind of lonely, too,
It doesn't sound like you feel bad about it, though, Anonymous. That's the thing, is, you called in and you said, I feel bad about this, but yet you kind of have, first of all, you blamed her for not being there. You said it's kind of her fault, and then now you're just saying you're kind of not blaming yourself. Now, the big question is you said it's your best friend. Are you in the wedding on Saturday?
I am.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's such a hairy situation. Do you tell the best friend? Do you just say anything? Do you hope he doesn't say anything?
As her best friend, is there a side of you that wants her not to make the biggest mistake of her life? Because clearly she is dating a cheater. Now, you also are the cheater, too. But I mean, don't you want her to
be happy?
I do want her to be happy. It's just...
Yeah.
That's just my coping mechanism,
Right.
I try to make myself feel better, and
well,
it's tough. But, I want to tell her I'm standing in the wedding, you know, and I want to tell her because she deserves it, because she's going to spend the rest of her life with this guy.
Or until she finds out he cheated on her.
Right. Or who knows? Maybe this just can continue in the secrecy. Who knows?
But, so on Saturday, it's going to be a little weird to be standing there anonymous, I guess, looking at him and looking at her, knowing that you two know exactly what happened. How long ago did this happen?
Like a week.
Oh.
A couple weeks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's fresh. It's fresh.
That's fresh. Well, all right. Listen, I hope that saying it out loud maybe helped you, maybe think of it in a different line. Maybe that will be the first step of getting rid of this thing that you've been holding on to.
Yeah, I hope so, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling and confessing. You know, I didn't know where that was going, and at one point I didn't even believe it. Maybe she was just trying to get on the radio.
Well, yeah, her story was hard to follow.
Yeah, and then she was kind of all over the place. But then, like, I don't know, she started crying, and I feel for her now.
I know, and I tried my best not to sound judgmental.
Yeah. But. All right, let's do this.
Those are the touch tones. Looking for call number 9-704-570-9595. Going to get you into the sound check, get you backstage to meet 5 Seconds of Summer, and get you into the 5 Seconds of Summer concert tomorrow night, PNC Music Pavilion. Call number 9-704-570-9595.
Ultimate concert experience. You can't win it anywhere else but on the MRL Show. More confessions. Your call is coming up in 3 minutes right here.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Congratulations to our 7 a.m. Five Sauce concert experience winner, Liliana in Hickory. She and Stephanie in Lancaster won at 6 a.m., and she won in the 7. She's got that full concert experience. And don't worry, you guys. We were talking to people off the air calling in feverishly to get these Five Sauce experience tickets. We'll do it again this hour and next. So two more chances.
So it is time for Confession Wednesday, 704-570-9595.
A lot of people got a lot of hate tweets. Yeah, you were going to say that too.
I am. I apologize. We were a little judgy. Here's what I was trying to help her, though.
And by the way, for people that might just be joining us.
Yeah, we just had a caller who has a wedding to go to for her best friend this weekend, but she slept with her best friend's fiance. So
recently.
Yeah, everything about that confession was muddy, though. She said last week, weeks ago, and then she said it was her friend's fault for not being home.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It was such a strange confession,
and
y'all.
Then she started crying. To be quite frank, I thought she was making it all
That's
up.
That's what
to
I
the
did.
Radio. We get that all the time, by the way. People just say things just to get on our show. And so that's why I think I kind of was like being judgy, because I was like, this is no way this is real. And then also, if it is real, I kind of wanted to help her see a different light of it. But I came off as judgment. And that's not what this segment's about. It's about being judgment free. So I apologize. I apologize to Anonymous, and I won't be judge you at all.
You apologize for all of us or just for you?
Oh, just for me. You guys need to do your own apology.
Come on. Can't you cover all of us?
Fine. They're sorry, too, for being judgy.
There you go.
But we really don't mean to be. It's hard.
Did you feel that way, Loren, that maybe she was just
making it up? I did.
Yeah, but there's part of me, too, that thinks that maybe the situation is really hard for her to deal with, so that's why she's all over the place.
And by the way, I've done Confession Wednesday for years now, even if we get a confession that sounds a little fishy, you know someone out there has been in that position before and can relate.
It's true.
This was just so muddy. It was kind of out there. But anyway, we'll take more of your confessions right now at 704-570-9595.
All right, this is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
I actually also slept with my best friend's, like, now her husband, but it was years ago, and they were on a break.
Why?
Did she ever find out?
I've never told her, and I don't think he has either, because she's never said anything to me. They have been married for over 10 years, and they have 2 kids.
Yeah. And you guys are still best friends.
We're still friends.
Yeah.
I mean, we never did it. It's not like we ever did it again. And they were on a break, and I didn't want it to affect their relationship, so I never told her.
Right. Well, we actually talked about this yesterday on the show about, like, what's the rules when you're separated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're on a break, you're on a break.
How do you feel when you see them? Because that's what I was thinking about the last anonymous caller that hit us. On Saturday, she's going to be standing in her wedding looking at this groom.
I didn't stand in my friend's wedding, but I was at my friend's wedding.
Okay, but how did you feel when you see him and you're together with him and her? Do you feel like what kind of give us a sense of how you feel when you see that? Because she doesn't know.
I mean, I'm happy for them. I think that they're happy in their marriage, and I have no problems with seeing them together.
Is there ever temptation for you? Like, you and him are standing in the kitchen together, nobody else is around.
No, okay. There's no temptation.
Let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good was he?
Not that good. It only happened once.
Yeah, we won't judge. Believe us. Thanks, Anonymous.
It was good.
Yeah. I don't think she wants to say.
So I was not very sexually experienced, but he was. I think he was good, but I had nothing to base it off of.
Do you know if he had a vasectomy or not? Because I'd like to talk to him.
Let's move on.
Thanks.
No. My gosh.
Well, I have a big decision too, Roy.
No, you already did your confession at 7.
You're getting a vasectomy.
Is that what it's coming down to, Lorraine?
Yes.
Your wife wants one, you do what the wife wants. Welcome to marriage.
Yeah. Do you ever want to move furniture again, just get the vasectomy.
Earlier last week, we got a phone call from a guy named Travis, who was fresh out of incarceration. Do you guys remember this?
I do.
He came out of prison and said he was on his way to a job interview, and he we told him to call us back and update us on whether or not he got the job. He said it's very difficult for someone who just came out of prison to get a job.
And I felt bad for Travis because a lot of people are very judgmental of people with criminal histories. But my philosophy is that if they do the time, well, that's what the system is designed for. They did the time and got out.
Travis is on with an update. Hey, Travis.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, man. So last time we talked to you, you were interviewing for a job. Tell us. What's going on? Are you employed?
Well, I can now officially go from incarcerated Travis to employed Travis.
Hey! Good for you, dude. Good for you.
Yeah, I started Monday. Actually got a half day today, so I could go in kind of late today. I went in there, they sat down, talked with me. I talked to the supervisor, a hiring manager. I said, now you do realize, sir, that, I'm on parole. I do have a criminal history now. I don't care about that. We give people chances here. I don't care what you've done. Wow. We don't care. We don't even want to look about that. Can you work? Are you afraid of heights? Do you have a car? Do you have a driver's license? I said, yep. He said, be here Monday.
That's cool.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Getting back out there.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting, so it's rough. I mean, it's 10-hour shifts, but, man, I wake up in the morning ready to go to work.
There you go.
I'm good at one bit.
By the way, if you didn't hear the call last week, Travis said that he'd gone on several interviews and he came up empty, thinking that because he had to put prison on his application, that it was stopping him from going to get the job. But he's very well spoken. I mean, you hear him now. And it was a drug related charge that he was in on, too, by the way. Let's not, he didn't, waste a family.
Oh, my gosh, Mania.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh, that is a way to put it.
There's different kind of criminals out there, Lorraine. People that waste families should stay in jail forever.
Right. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Am I right, Travis?
Yeah, you're right.
There you go.
You're
right. All right, buddy.
But, again, when it's involved drugs, it's really just more to one person, man. It's everybody that's involved. Your family is affected by, everybody's affected by addiction.
Yeah. Addiction is tough, man.
Good for you, bud, and keep on track. If you have any sense that you're going to slip or you're not feeling great or you're having a down moment, call us. You got our number, all right?
Yes, all right.
Hey, buddy, good job. There's Travis. I feel really connected to him.
We will say no to drugs for you, and hopefully you do the same.
Yes. Man, I said don't kill a family, and you guys went nuts. Like, that was wrong.
It was the way you said it.
You said wasted, man. Yeah. We're number one, by the way, amongst incarcerated and people in prison, if you guys didn't know. Yep. We're the only show that's welcoming literally to anyone, regardless if you're in a prison or not.
There you go. Well, he's out of prison, and now he's got a job. Good for Travis. 5 minutes from now, you're going to get a brand new senseless survey from Roy. We played it an hour ago. The ending got cut off due to technical issues. We've got the full run for you coming up. Don't go anywhere, you guys.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Drake was in Atlantic City to do a performance that he made $300,000 for and then walked right into a casino afterwards and blew $200,000.
Remember that time when on the War of the Roses, a guy sang a Drake song and she goes, you're singing Drake and it's not working. And then he said this.
Drake just stole from me.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Roy, you did a senseless survey earlier today, and you mentioned in it that Bert and Ernie might be gay.
Yes, I have reason to believe.
Well, the writer of Bert and Ernie says that the couple is gay.
Hey, Bert.
Now, the show itself says that they're not, but the creator, the writer of it, says that he's always written them as a quote-unquote loving couple, and that he admits that he linked Bert and Ernie to his own relationships in real life.
Go, Ernie. It's your bath time. We gon' party cause it's your bath time. We gon' sip a cardi cause it's your bath time. Make sure you take your rubber glove cause it's your bath time.
You can find me in the tub with my Mr. Bob. This is
okay. I love it. Listening to that.
Yeah. I think PBS should make kids woke.
That's right. So, Manny, there is The Weeknd, Starboy. You guys know this song. We love this song. But there is a creator of another song who says that they stole this melody from her. Now, both of them are on this track.
You in the worst mood, P1 cleaner than your church shoes. Really point to just to hurt you. All red lamb just to tease you. Girl of my life, if the God is
I don't hear it.
Me neither. You're clear.
Okay. That's what I thought, too.
Court adjourned.
Judge Judy, where are you?
Everyone always trying to reach, man. Things are going to sound somewhat similar. Here's an interesting thing. I heard someone take the hooks of, like, every summer song from, like, 1950 to now.
Yeah.
And weirdly enough, they all sound the same. They just slightly kind of change.
So they've got, like, that common thread
through them. Yeah.
Quiet.
I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
You lie to me. I'll wipe up the floor with you worse than anybody else who's ever tackled you.
Woo! All right, Judge Judy, sim it down.
How about the new Chainsmokers song?
Yeah, let's play that. I loved this. This is the Chainsmokers. I'm trying to find the name of the song. I think it's called The Feeling.
In my head, not that thing in my chest. They got their hands down my neck.
This Ooh. Feeling.
Judge Judy mix. Featuring the Chainsmokers featuring Judge Judy.
Yeah, that was this feeling. So if you want to hear that or download it, you can.
All right. And every song of theirs sounds the same. I want them to change their tone.
See, I love the Chainsmokers. I feel like, you're right, they all do kind of sound the same, but I always know what I'm going to get from them.
Yeah, it's all good.
Can you tell us what's trending, what's hot, what everyone needs to get, what Loren likes in 20 seconds?
I sure can. You guys love Pop Sugar online. Well, Pop Sugar has their own line at Kohl's right now. So they've got dresses, cardigans, shoes, all kinds of stuff, and affordable fashion. So that is what I like today. You can find all the information up at kiss951.com.
All right. We promised you a Roy's Senseless Survey, a brand new one. It's coming up in under 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's an exclusive to the MRL show. You will not hear it on Bob and Sherry.
Those were the tones that you were looking for to get. The ultimate VIP experience for 5 seconds of summer. Going to get you into the sound check so you can see the boys warm up, get you backstage to get a photo and to meet the band. And then on top of that, we'll get you tickets to the 5 seconds of summer concert, which is happening tomorrow night at the PNC Music Pavilion. Call number 9. You get it. 704-570-9595.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Can I speak to Colton?
Yeah, he. Who's this?
Hi, Colton. Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau, operator number 704-732-9224. You're on a recorded line. I got to ask you some questions. We got your census forms in the mail from last year, and there's a couple questions blank, and I need to follow up on them.
Yeah, sure. I mean, is this for jury duty or something? Because, I mean, I'm good with sitting this out.
Nope, this is nothing to do with jury duty. In fact, I can talk to my good friends over at the Justice Department and make sure that you never have to serve jury duty.
Okay, cool. What do I need to answer?
Okay, if Cool Whip were really that cool, would it have to tell us it's that cool?
No.
What's the last thing you ate that was deep fried?
Hot dog.
Are those called corn dogs?
No. This was actually, they did the regular hot dog setup and threw the whole thing in. It was actually really, really weird.
Do you believe Bert and Ernie's gay?
A little bit.
The first person that created the telephone, do you think that they realized they needed to create a second telephone? Otherwise, you know, they would be talking to no one.
I hope so. That's lonely.
When's the Earth's birthday?
I don't know.
When you look at someone in the eyes, which eye do you look at? Left or right?
Usually the right.
Isn't it strange that your dog loves you?
No.
Because technically you ripped him from his home.
I don't see it that way. Hey, so how many more questions is this?
Just a couple. Just like two. They say couples should never go to bed angry. Is that why married people always look tired?
Can I just do the jury duty? Because I think I'm good on some of these.
Do you think vegan zombies eat grains instead of brains?
I don't know, man. Look, I gotta go here. So
just a couple more questions. How do you feel about the people that take a penny and not leave a penny?
Kind of a rude thing to do, I guess.
Have you ever thought that the money in your wallet has been in a stripper's crack?
No, that was a line.
That was too far.
I like he goes, I'll just do the jury duty. I'm good.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Have you heard the news? There is a really cool contest going on with producer Nicole. You can actually head over to the website, kiss951.com, right now if you can do it safely and find out what the contest is. We'll tell you about it. If you haven't heard, you can vote for something that she's going to do. You make the decision. Coming up, we'll tell you about it in less than 10 minutes.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
There's something really cool going on right now with the KISS95.1.com website. Is it on the app yet? Because I know we had issues.
It is on the app.
Oh, it is on the app,
yeah.
Now. Good.
Yay.
So, in fact, we just sent out email blast. If you don't sign up for emails from kiss951.com, you should do that so you keep up to date from all the cool stuff we're giving away. But
you'll know first, by the way.
You'll know first emails, before anyone else. So sign up.
That's how we find out.
Yeah, right. Sometimes.
That is true. That's how we found out that we're going to be announcing Gravedigger soon.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, oh, okay.
That's a thing.
But you could pick Nicole's next tattoo. You control something permanent on her body.
And Nicole, you have a ton of tattoos already. How many do you have?
I don't know if there's a number. I have my right arm completely done. I'm in the process of having my left leg completely done. I have one on my stomach, on my right.
When you say you're in the process of getting your left leg done, how long has that process been?
Getting my calf done, so I have my whole calf done. That was probably like a year process. Mm-hmm. And by the time I get like all the way up my leg, it'll probably be another like 2 years.
This is a strange question, but how far are you going?
Up the cheek.
Are you really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like actually on the cheek?
Uh-huh. Only on my left one.
You're going on the cheek?
Yeah.
That's going to hurt, isn't
it? No,
yeah, I would think that would hurt less than like...
There's cushion.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. So,
I don't know.
She sat on a pin. Remember, she sat on a tack in here? She lost a bet and she freaked?
Yeah, that hurt. There's also cushion on my belly and that hurt.
Okay. So. I'm so fascinated by that. And why the left cheek?
Can
we get down to that?
I don't know.
Not the right one. That's too far.
Yeah, a lot of people have like pieces of art on the back of their legs and it's over both. But mine, because I have like a traditional like Japanese American theme going on my leg. And so the markings that I want to come up, I only want on the left.
You know how if you wear an earring in your right ear back in the day, it used to mean you were gay. I think if you have
that
a left hat.
Left, by the way.
No, it was your right.
No, it was your right.
It was your right.
It was the right hand to do it.
Yeah, because like George Michael did it, Elton John. And so that's the left. If you have your left cheek tatted, Loren, that's how we know you're gay.
Okay.
That's so stupid.
It's so stupid. Whatever.
So producer Nicole, who is the awesome tat shop that is going to do this for us?
So it's Made to Last in Uptown Charlotte. And it's cool because... like, when I moved to Charlotte, like, that was my number one thing. Every tattoo on my body currently is by one guy in Raleigh. And he's become one of my best friends. And, I mean, at this point, he's like a therapist. He's everything. Because that's what these tattoo artists become when you sit there and get so vulnerable for hours. So when I moved to Charlotte, I was like, I don't want to have to drive 2.5 hours every single time I want a tattoo, because half the time my sessions are like really long.
Mm-hmm.
So before I even moved to Charlotte, he was like, don't worry about anyone else, go to Made to Last. And I was like, well, that's dope.
Because that's cool.
So then when they came, I was like, I know exactly who you guys are. Mm-hmm. You were the only people I was going to let tattoo me anyways. And
that's cool, man.
Yeah. So there's four options. You go to the Kiss95.1 app or the website, kiss95.1.com. You'll find the four options. You can vote. We don't know the totals. Well, although we should find out. Nicole doesn't want to know, but I'll be curious to see what's leading.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I know. I've been voting every day for the tattoo I think she hates.
The four options are a geometric deer, a crawling panther, Yosemite Falls, and a panther eye.
Yeah. And I mean, and they're none of them I don't want. Like, I want all of them.
But you have a favorite.
But my favorite has changed through this whole process, because every time I see people out, they're like, oh, I voted for this one, or I'll get like DMs like, I voted for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I hear people say that, I'm like, oh, yay, that's exciting. Like, I want that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, my decision will be like one period of the week, and then the next it'll completely change.
But you'll find out when we all find out. You won't know ahead of time.
I won't know. So we're doing a Facebook Live next week, actually at Made to Last, where we'll all find out together. So I'll be with like all the guys.
So next week is the reveal.
Yes.
What's the date?
Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have, this is the last week of voting and the last weekend.
What about Yosemite Sam at Yosemite Falls?
I'm okay. It's just Yosemite Falls.
I know, but can we put a Yosemite Sam looking at Yosemite Falls?
I don't think so. Mm.
Can we sneak something in, you think?
I say.
Slide a note to the artist and be like...
Put an MRL
in the mountains.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because you say hide it. It's just, it cracks me up every time I think about it. My brother finds this hilarious, too. He thinks it's great that your grandma has no idea that you have all these tats.
None.
You're tatted from head to toe, boo.
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, I know.
From crack to ankle.
And they're in Myrtle Beach.
So yeah, how are they doing?
They're good.
They have power?
They have power, and they fixed the roof.
Good.
So no more leaks, and they're in the recovery process.
Let's throw a question out there, because producer Nicole hides the tats. You know she's not alone. You know there's a lot of people listening whose parents don't know they have tats, and these people are probably married and have jobs, and they still hide it from their parents.
Yeah. I know. I'm 26. I'm grown. Like,
I'm grown.
But every time I go home, it's like, you know, it's like a puppy that gets... Scolded. My mom, like, I'll come in, because I typically come in at night, and my mom lives in an apartment, not with my grandma, but beside her house, and I'll come in, I'll have my hair up, because I have an undercut, and I'll come in with a t-shirt, and my mom will, like, pull me into the house.
Dude,
and, like,
what are you doing? Like, get in here.
And then, like, we'll go over to my grandma's in the morning for breakfast and whatnot, and I'll have a t-shirt on. She's like, you're gonna change, right?
And
I'm like,
I got it.
Yeah, know your gown.
All right.
Well, your bonnet. We're going over to see Grandma.
Get to us, y'all. If you're just like Nicole, if you're an adult and you still hide a tat, who are you hiding it from, and how long have you been doing that? Give us a shout.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Do you hide your tattoos? That's what we want to know at 704-570-9595 by hiccup right there.
It's really funny because producer Nicole is an adult. She's 26. And grandma in Myrtle Beach has no idea that she has all these tats. And when she goes to visit, she covers up, lets her hair down. She's got the shaved undercut with her with her man bun.
Which, whenever producer Nicole, to me, puts her hair down, she looks like a long-haired surfer, like, dude.
Whatever, dude. Producer Nicole's not alone, though. We're getting a bunch of text messages. 704 just said, I'm 33, and I've been hiding it since I was 18 for my grandma. 540 said, I have a tattoo on my right butt cheek, and my parents have no clue up until this day. I'm 26 years old.
There was a band that was out in the early 90s called Faith No More.
Uh-huh.
And she kind of looks like the lead singer, if I could find the picture, of the guy from Faith No More. He had long hair with an undercut. And when he would sing, he would rock it. He would rock the whole look.
Roy, didn't your sister have a tattoo that she hid for a really long time?
Long time, yeah. So her best friend got a tattoo. And my parents found out about it and was like, you better never get a tattoo. And so, like, the next day, she went and got tattooed because she's like, they're not going to suspect it.
Okay.
You know, because, like, they just, like, drilled into me to never get one. Like, they wouldn't think that I'd immediately go get one. So she immediately got one, and I kept that secret for a long years. I mean, almost a decade. And then my sister had, and I forgot about it, honestly. And then my sister had a baby, and it was in a, the tattoo was in a revealing place that you could see when you have babies. And my parents then found out about it, and they're like, you know, what is that? Mm-hmm. And then even Alyssa was like, oh, yeah, you don't know? Mm-hmm. And then my parents asked me, I'm like, yeah, you don't know?
And then it wasn't a big deal because it was so long.
It's been so long.
By the way, I don't know if I told you guys this, but remember the tramp stamp that we think my mom had for a really long time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can confirm one way or the other right now.
It is, okay, drum roll, what are you doing?
First of all,
get a drum roll.
Okay.
My brother ratted me out to my mom.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And told her that we've been talking about it on the radio?
For like a year.
For those of you that don't know, Loren said on the air one day that she thinks her mom has a tramp stamp, but it's unconfirmed.
My mom does not have a tramp stamp.
Then what'd you say?
So I asked her that afterwards, and I was like, okay, then what? Like, I'm not crazy. I know what I saw in the mirror. And she said that they went to New Orleans, and she got one of those, like, fake ones on her back, and they had just gotten back. Well, I thought she had gotten a real tattoo, so she walked by me naked and was like, hey, Loren, and, like, points to her back, and I was like, and I didn't know what to say.
Because there's
like,
nothing there.
Yeah, but she was naked. I was like,
Yeah, like, you could have just pulled the pants down and shirt up. You didn't have to do a whole...
And she was like, she, you know, she just got out of the shower or whatever. She's like, yeah, your brother told me you've been talking about my tramp stamp for a year. I was like, oh, God.
And there was nothing there.
Nothing
there. Wow.
Let's bring in Hara from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hara. Thanks for being a MRL show family member. So are you hiding a tat?
Yes, I am. So I actually hide piercings and tats around my older family and my mom. They may know about it, but we just don't talk about it at all.
What makes you think they might know about it?
Well, you know, family talk. So maybe my cousins. I have six aunts, six uncles. So my cousins may have talked about it, maybe not, but I know I haven't said, hey, look, I have a butt tat and I have some piercings around my boobs and stuff. I wouldn't just say that.
Hara, that's awesome. Make sure you continue to cover them up. We don't want to, we mustn't make the family angry.
We don't want to do that. And I'm
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Don't
man, there's a lot of people.
It.
What?
They would get over it eventually.
They have to. You're an adult.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, Nicole's keeping it from grandma because grandma's 96 and we don't want to make her heart race or anything.
Right.
I think that's there's something to that. I don't think, like, Loren's afraid she's going to get, I mean, Nicole's afraid she's going to get yelled at.
All right. This is Gracie and Eddie and Trail. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Gracie.
You hiding tattoos?
Not anymore. I did when I first got it, when I left for college a couple years ago. I got it right when I left, and then I hid it from my dad for several months. And then I had to reveal it, because I knew if he found out and I didn't tell him, he'd probably kill me.
What was his reaction?
Well, I kind of made it really dramatic. I was like, Dad, I have to tell you something. And he, you know, he was probably expecting it to be worse. So he got, like, all serious, and then I was like, I got a tattoo. And he was like... He didn't really say anything, and then he was like, okay, I thought you'd make better decisions than I did, but he got over it eventually.
Mm-hmm. Where
That's
is it?
That's not a bad move, by the way. Make people think you're about to say something way worse than a tattoo.
Yeah, I definitely probably could have said something way worse, so he was probably out here.
Yeah.
Where did you say it was?
Wrist.
Oh, on your wrist.
On
okay.
Wrist. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Gracie. We're glad that you don't have to hide it from Dad anymore.
Like, if I really want... something like from Sterling, I'd be like, listen, you and I need to talk about a relationship. Let's sit down. Gets all nervous.
What is it?
Listen, I've been thinking about us for a long time.
And okay.
The way things have been going is just, can we get a new TV?
That is awesome. I am definitely going to try that on Dallas.
Meanwhile, he's like, his heart's dropping. Yeah. Yes, yeah. If you want a TV, let's get a new TV.
I love that. I love that. Hey, Jordan in Kannapolis.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Go ahead. You're part of the MRL show now. You're etched into our history. You'll forever be on our podcast. Tell us about the.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, lucky you. Tell us about hiding the podcast. Hiding the tat.
So I got a tattoo when I was 16 with my boyfriend. We both got promise on our pinkies, and I'm 25 now. And I have told my dad for the last however many years that I write promise on my pinky every single day. And he still believes me.
No, he doesn't. He just doesn't want to fight that fight.
He thinks that I have some weird quirk where I have to wake up every morning and write promise on my pinky.
and so you got it when you were 16. How old are you now?
I'm 25.
Oh, my gosh. For almost 10 years, she's been doing this.
Meanwhile, it's probably on her writing hand. Like, there's awesome. No Thanks, possible Jordan. Way that she could write it on that, you know?
That might be one of the best calls, and most subtly best calls we've ever had.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk with Laura and Shelby. Laura, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Quickly, tell us what you're hiding.
I had a tattoo on my foot that I hid after my son was born. I just put his name on my foot. I'm married and have a kid, and my mom found out finally about 2.5 years ago because I accidentally wore flip-flops in front of her. And now I'm like, you know what? Screw it. And now I have 14.
I'm just going to go all in.
Yeah. I love it.
That's it.
Thanks, everyone. You can keep them coming. Texting 704-570-9595. You can also reach us at the MRL show on our Instagram and Twitter. And Five Sauce fans, stand by. We haven't forgotten about you. You will score the ultimate concert experience before 10 a.m. right here on the MRL show.